Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the West Michigan Lakeshore area, you can call us 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a smartphone, a tablet, a desktop, or a laptop, or even a notebook. You can certainly visit us at mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Lots of information there. Got links to our podcasts. We got articles, all sorts of information. It's just not it's not just a placeholder for our business. It is we want it to be a reference library as such. So be sure to check that out. Again, it's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. Summer's almost over. I know my wife and I are counting the days until the kids can go back to school. My wife more than myself because she spends more time during the day with the kids. But as all of us parents know, the end is in sight. School is coming up. I don't know about where you live, but there are several schools in my area that are actually starting school on Monday. That would be the 20th. So very interesting change of pace. My kids' school doesn't start until after Labor Day, which is nice because we are planning a short vacation to visit a few places, but stay local, you know. What I wanted to talk to you today about is water park safety. And I actually found this article, interesting article, from an industry website, of all places. I got these tips from the International Association of Amusement Parks and Attractions. And this is a great website. I think it's decent for anybody to check out. It's got articles and education and all kinds of stuff. Like if you own a zoo or an aquarium, you know, water park, museum, family entertainment center, amusement park, theme park, this is where you could go for some additional information. Looks like they may have some stuff regarding webinars that the owners can take, a lot of tools to check out. But I wanted to focus in on this article, and I thought I would go to the source. I figure that in an organization like the International Association of Amusement Parks and Attractions would have some great information when it comes to being safe at a water park. And I was not disappointed. So, of course, I want you to go to our website, www.mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. And check out this article. You could go in the lower right-hand part of our homepage and click on Let's Talk Insurance, and we'll bring you to the blog post for today. So be sure to check that out. I'm just going to share a couple of the tips. I want you to go to the website and read the full article. But also, take some time and look around. I try to learn something new every day, and I did learn a little bit from the International Association of Amusement Parks and Attractions website. Stuff that I can take with me home. Especially if you have a pool or something like that. We have a splash pad right here outside our office, right downtown here. And some of these tips would be great for just going to the splash pad. Let's go ahead and take a look at the tips. The first tip is for those under 48 inches tall, non-swimmers, and weak swimmers. you're going to want to use a Coast Guard approved life vest. Okay. This article recommends purchasing one and bringing it with you. Now I know that our local recreation pool, they have them available. I'm sure a lot of pools in the area have them available. I'm sure water parks have them available. The thing is they have a limited number available for their patrons to use. So when it comes to, if you look on a theme park's website where, you know, it talks about like strollers and electric scooters and stuff, what does it always say? It says, first come, first serve basis. So if you want a stroller, you got to be there first. If you want a scooter, you got to be there first. If you need a wheelchair, you got to be there first. Same thing when it comes to these life jackets. These life jackets are first come, first serve. So that's why they recommend if you do have children under 48 inches tall, or are non-swimmers or weak swimmers, it's best to bring a life jacket with you to the water park. Get a black Sharpie, put your name on it. Maybe even a cell phone number in case it gets lost. These life vests, the Coast Guard approved ones, can be found just about anywhere. You know, you could go to your regular retailers like Target or Walmart to pick one up. You can go to the sports stores like Dunham Sports or Cabela's, you know, those type of places, they would have them as well. But make sure that you get a Coast Guard approved one. Just like when it comes to motorcycle helmets, you want a helmet that is approved by the Department of Transportation, obviously. So shouldn't be any different when it comes to safety gear when you're in the water. Second tip that I wanted to share with you today is apply sunscreen before leaving. And be sure to reapply as recommended on the bottle. Now, one thing that I did learn earlier this summer, it was a segment on Good Morning America, I believe, and they had talked about sunscreen. And sunscreen does have a shelf life. It does go bad. Here in my cabinet, I've got several bottles of sunscreen that need to be thrown away because they are no longer valid, and I honestly haven't gotten around to clearing that out. But again, I did not know that sunscreen does have a shelf life. The chemicals that protect your skin and whatnot, they do break down and degrade over time. And so you need to make sure that the sunscreen you're using is up to date. Get as high a SPF as you can. And then remember to reapply it several times during the day. The bottles should recommend when you should reapply it. Usually if you've been in the water for 30 minutes or more, when you come out, you definitely need to put some on. If you're out in the sun for several hours, I'm sure you'll have to reapply it. Again, it depends on the particular brand of sunscreen. Follow their directions and make sure that you apply sunscreen and keep it on just to protect yourself from the sun's wonderful rays. Follow the rules and lifeguards. You know, read the instructions when it comes to the particular rides. Make sure you're old enough. Make sure that you have the equipment, that you're physically able to take care of it. You know, there are some there that says you have to physically be able to get up and down into the tube or the boat yourself. You have to get in and out in a quick manner because of the, you know, the slides or whatever are continuous. So definitely follow the rules and read the instructions and respect the lifeguards. And the lifeguards are there to protect you. They want to make sure that you're safe and others are safe. So be sure to respect the lifeguards and listen to what they say if they happen to stop you or if they have to make an announcement. If you see trouble, why, certainly you should be telling a lifeguard. The lifeguards, in most cases, they do have to keep an eye on 50-plus people at a time in some cases. So, you know, they do their best to make sure that everybody is taken care of. But if you do see somebody in trouble and the lifeguard doesn't see them, make sure that you bring that to their attention so that the lifeguard can do what they need to do. This next one is pretty straightforward. I personally try to avoid it every time I go. Don't swallow the pool water And it says altogether avoid getting it in your mouth if at all possible. I mean, just think about it. Hundreds of people from all across the country getting into a pool, bringing whatever dirt, debris, whatever with them into these water rides and water park areas. So certainly you don't want to swallow the pool water. Yeah, there are pool chemicals in there to keep it clean, and to, there are some like antibacterials in there. But for the most part, you don't swallow the pool water. It's just a big no-no. Continuing on with our tips, the next one is pretty much a no-brainer, and that is to shower before you go. And as required at the park. Obviously, you want to shower at home to get all the sweat and dirt and, you know, other things off of your body so that you can apply your sunscreen properly. And then when you get to the water park, obviously, there are some rides and some areas that require you to shower again before you go in. And then I'm sure there are some that you have to shower before you come back out. Again, this is all a sanitary safety concern to help cut down on sickness. So please follow the advice. You know, shower. don't put on a lot of cologne or perfume. Don't go heavy with the deodorant, everything like that, because you gotta think of other people's sensitivities in the park. You know, they may be sensitive to strong perfumes or colognes or deodorants, you know, stuff like that. So be considerate, but certainly you want to make sure that you're clean before you go to the water park. And to go along with that, the last tip I want to share today, again, I want you to go to the International Association of Amusement Parks and Attractions website to read the full article with many more tips on being safe at your local water park. The last one is if you're sick or have been sick in the last 48 hours, don't go in the water. Sickness spreads easily through water, and exposing potentially hundreds of others isn't cool. One of the other things that they mention on there is if you've had diarrhea, don't go to the water park if you suffer from diarrhea, especially young children. It's just, again, it's a way to communicate disease and sickness quickly through people, through a body of water that isn't 100% sanitary, I would say. So, and then to go along with don't swallow the pool water, obviously, you know, you're worried about bacteria, you're worried about germs. You know, I also got to think that, you know, little kids are probably urinating in the pool. Maybe some adults are urinating in the pool. You know, kids may have accidents in their swim diapers. Definitely don't swallow the pool water. I can't stress that enough. So, again, go to our website, www.mvpinsure.us. That's MVPINSURE.US. And then click on the Let's Talk Insurance section of the website, and that's going to be on the front page in the lower right. And that'll bring you to the blog post today that's going to share all these tips and a link to the article that we got the tips from. Again, we want to thank the International Association of Amusement Parks and Attractions for posting their water park safety tips page. Lots of good information. And again, you know, if you're interested like me, I like learning something new and something different. I may never own a water park or an amusement park, but it's very interesting to read industry articles and information about how theme parks and other attractions work. You know, how they handle customer safety or customer service. Maybe you can get some tips yourself so that when you do go to a park, maybe you can use the information gleaned from the website, industry websites like this, to make your stay a little bit more pleasurable. Knowing behind the scenes what they have to do as far as customer service, you know, and make yourself stand out as a great customer, and you never know, you may get comped. Who could say? But again, it's a lot of good information. So again, go to our website, mvpinsure.us. Doesn't matter if it's on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. The website works for everybody. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance, located in downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the West Michigan Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. I'll give the address one more time, mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, marciliains@gmail.com. That's marciliains@gmail.com. Well, that is going to do it for this week. Again, I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk Insurance each and every week, where we share with you all things insurance on our podcast every week. And I hope you have a good day. Take care.